Manitoba court orders Bodog to cease operations immediately. A Manitoba court has issued an order blocking offshore gambling site Bodog from operating in the province, effective immediately. The Antigua and Barbuda-based gambling company was ordered to cease providing gambling services and products to Manitoba residents through Bodog.eu, Bodog.net and other related or replacement websites. As part of the court's ruling, Bodog must use geo-blocking technology to prevent Manitobans from accessing their online gambling services. The company must also stop targeting Manitoba residents through gambling advertisements and promotions. The permanent injunction against Bodog was granted on May 26 by Judge Jeffrey Harris of the Court of King's Bench at the request of Manitoba Liquor and Lotteries, MBLL, the province's gaming regulator, who filed earlier this year on behalf of the Canadian Lottery Coalition. In the suit, MBLL officials said they attempted to reach out to Bodog multiple times before filing the injunction, but their efforts were unsuccessful. Court slams Bodog's false claims. The regulator claimed that Bodog is not approved by any Canadian authority, which means it is not bound by requirements to pay taxes, implement responsible gambling or anti-money laundering standards. However, the court found that Bodog markets itself as a legal online casino in Canada, and one of the safest places to gamble online in the country, despite lacking Canadian regulatory oversight. Judge Harris ruled that Bodog's claims about its legality and safety are false and misleading, and breach the Competition Act and the Trademarks Act. Bodog's penalty didn't include a fine, as the court acknowledged that its offshore operations would make collecting a substantial monetary penalty highly unlikely. The MBLL has reacted positively to the development, welcoming the ruling as a significant step in protecting Manitoba residents from unlicensed online gambling operators. Jerry Sullivan, the organization's LCEO, described Bodog's conduct as damaging to both MBLL and the people of Manitoba.